to the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. As always, you can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the archives, the last 6 days of the show, actually, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no credit card transaction, no membership fee, none of that stuff. You just go get them at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And we're all Free State Project members, by
yes,
the way.
We are. Every last one of us.
That's correct.
So, let's get back to this story. We don't normally hold stories over, and this is actually a short one, so we really didn't even have to, but I think it's interesting. A 79-year-old woman has been given 5 years probation for selling some prescription narcotics.
Yeah, some of her husband's back pain medicine.
And actually, they tried to bring the old man up on charges, but he was judged, what, mentally incompetent?
Mentally incompetent. Yeah, he's just a doddering old fool. Now, I don't mean that. I'm not trying to be mean.
Right. He is, in fact, doddering.
Yes, he has a walker and, you know, stuff like that. And he's just, and he's not really able, he's not all there.
Basically, what happened is some drug user who was, I guess, her son's friend, family friend of the son, anyway, he got angry at the old lady and ratted her out to the cops. Maybe she wouldn't sell him what he wanted, or who knows what went on behind.
No, then he got in trouble.
He got in trouble and brought undercover cops in.
No, this fool went out and got himself in trouble, and in order to get himself out of trouble, he went ahead and just rolled on somebody who was completely unrelated.
I'll tell you where I get the stuff, man. I'll just tell you.
I bet it didn't even have anything to do with it.
No. I understand that, but the way it's written here is the younger drug abuser begged them for pills, which to me says that he went to them begging them for some pills, and they said no. You know, they refused to sell it to him. And then that's might have what maybe ticked him off enough to rat them out once he got busted. That's my suspicion. Anyway, so the old man didn't have to stand trial. The old lady, where do we pick up here?
Well, she pleaded guilty to 3 counts of selling prescription drugs. And she agreed to forfeit...
Those are felonies, by the way.
Yeah. She agreed to forfeit $3,145 seized by police in lieu of a fine, and she will be allowed to report by phone to her probation officer. So at least she doesn't have to go down there and check in and, you know, all that stuff.
So they took the cash from her, which she was probably... Oh, jeez.
This woman, you can't tell by looking at her. I'm guessing that if you are an old woman and you're well off, you don't really have any reason to sell drugs. You know what I mean? If you're 79 years old and you've got a bunch of money in the bank, you don't really need to be dealing 1,600 pills at a time to get a little extra spending money. I am presuming, by what I can tell in this article...
Drawing a conclusion.
Yes, that this woman was not a well-off person, and that she was probably using this money to supplement her income, to put food on the table, and keep the bills paid, that sort of thing. And here the cops are, taking all of the cash that she made, or at least all the cash she had in the house, $3,000 of it.
Jeez.
So they're basically saying, all right, we're going to take this cash in. You can just live off of Social Security. See you later.
Yep. And luckily, she will not be required to undergo drug counseling or routine drug testing, which are both normally imposed on convicted dealers, because her daughter has been appointed as her guardian.
I don't understand how that's going to keep her...
The defense attorney says having a guardian eliminated the possibility of their committing the crime again. That's right. Someone who was raised by drug dealers is going to keep them from doing it.
Yeah, right? Seems a little silly to me. But nonetheless, she's back on the street.
They got their $3,000. They're happy. And they get another $60 a month.
And the judge got to threaten her, which is good, because the judge says that she needs to behave. Because if she violates probation, she faces 30 years in prison. The judge says...
A life sentence, you mean?
Yeah, the judge says, now keep in mind, you'll be 109 before you get out of jail.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think she'd quite make it that far. They don't tend to take the best care of prisoners in jail when they're a little bit sick. They tend to just kind of let them die, don't they?
I wouldn't think you get the best medical service in prison.
Probably not. Probably Indeed. Not the best doctors.
Your thoughts on this story, 800-259-5791. Was the punishment too much? 5 years probation for a 79-year-old woman. Was it too light? Should they have thrown the book at her? Should they have made an example out of this old lady? who is likely, again, just trying to pay the power bill.
Well, you know, under standard probation and stuff, she can't leave the state without... She can't really... Technically, she can't leave the county without calling and getting special permission.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's probably true.
Yeah, so... I mean, sure, it's a really light probation, but still, let's say she needs to go visit a member of her family for whatever reason. Now, because of this, she just can't, you know, live her life. That's the one thing.
Right.
Being on probation isn't one of those things where it's as easy as everyone thinks. It's, yeah, you go to work, you do your other stuff, but
you
there's
have to jump through hoops.
You have to jump through hoops, and you have to be really, really careful, because if you get so much as a traffic ticket, you could be completely...
You can VOP on a traffic ticket?
You can VOP on any law violation, of regardless of the...
Wow.
Severity of it.
That's how easy. I mean, they make it so easy. The whole probation system is designed so that people that are getting out of jail have such a, like, almost a 99% chance of getting caught for something and being thrown back into the clink of on a VOP charge, which is usually, what, like 5 or 10 more years or something like that?
It depends on how long they had from the beginning.
Probation, most probation normally comes along with restitution. Probation is normally specifically so they can, over the course of time, drag money out of you until they feel it's time to put you back in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then they put you back on probation again when you get out of jail, right?
Sometimes.
This woman, again, she sold $1,600 in prescription pills from $3 to $5 a piece, and it's basically 3 to 500 pills is pretty much what she sold. And the... It wouldn't have made a difference, actually, I don't think, if she had sold 5 pills or 500 pills. I mean, I think maybe she got a couple extra felonies for selling more, but selling one prescription pill, heck, giving a prescription pill to somebody is a felony, isn't it?
I would imagine it is.
As I understand it, it is. If you have a prescription for some oxycodone and somebody comes to you and says, look, I'm in some serious pain right now. Can you help me out? If you give them that and they turn out to be an undercover cop or they rat you out or something like that, you got yourself a felony charge as a result of that. Why is it that people can't just, I don't know, be allowed to take responsibility for their own actions? These people that are buying the pills are choosing to buy them. It's not like this old woman is going down to the local high school and standing out on the corner as the kids get off the school bus trying to sell these pills to these kids.
Right. I mean, you know, the guy had to go beg for them.
Yeah. These people are seeking them out. And the cops sought her out after the guy went to the cops and ratted out this old lady. The cops said, all right, this will be an easy mark. And they went and they set up this old woman and they took her down and now she's on probation.
They took her $3,000, which was probably six.
Yeah. Yeah, right. They only reported three of it. And then they kept the rest. Gave themselves a little bonus. That stuff happens all the time.
Cop salaries aren't that big, you know.
And speaking of cops, while we're on the subject, of course, Fridays are usually our corrupt cops day. 800-259-5791. Just to let you know the kind of people we're dealing with here, the kind of people that make these busts. Austin, Pennsylvania, Police Chief Sean Foringer, age 26, resigned Tuesday after being suspended from his job a day earlier and charged with stealing 2 pounds of seized marijuana from the department and falsely reporting it stolen, according to the AP. According to the criminal complaint, Foringer had reported to state police last week that the weed was stolen in a burglary. But state police determined that the burglary never occurred. As of Tuesday, Foringer was sitting in Potter County Jail under a $50,000 bail.
How did they determine this, I wonder?
I don't know.
No burglary happened here.
In McAllen, Texas, 3 former Rio Grande Valley City police officers were indicted Monday on charges that
they bring
took...
in Jessica Fletcher from Murder, She Wrote? Because, I mean, she's the only one who can tell these things.
Matlock.
There's no way. How do you do that?
Who's the father guy? Wasn't there a Catholic priest who investigated crimes as well?
Father Dowling.
There you go.
Tom Bosley.
Those are good shows. Good quality shows.
800-259-5791. You'll be watching a lot of them in about 50 years.
Sidekick Sister Stevie.
Hey, more coming up. You can take control here. We got another corrupt cop story. And again, your comments if you want to make them on the old lady drug dealer. This is your show. Of course, you can bring up anything as well. It's Free Talk Live. So, take control. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works.
When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That is toll-free, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you. And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff there for you, including the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, and there usually is at least one or two things per week, you'll get an update in your email box if you're on the updates list, so join up. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about corrupt cop stories, talking about the drug war. They've just recently busted a drug war kingpin. A drug kingpin. She's 79 years old.
Well,
she's a grandmother.
Yes. I don't know if she's a grandmother.
Well, yeah, I guess there's a chance.
I know she has a pantsuit.
She does have a son and a daughter.
Yes.
So, odds are
pretty
good.
She has a daughter, that much we know.
Anyway, so let's get back to the corrupt cop stories here. In McAllen, Texas, 3 former Rio Grande Valley City police officers were indicted Monday on charges they took money to escort loads of smuggled drugs through the small border town, according to the AP. They each face charges of conspiring to possess narcotics with the intent to distribute and of using their official positions to protect vehicles loaded with narcotics in exchange for money. The basic idea there is they know what vehicle is coming across the border that has the drugs in it, so they are told in advance, look for the red semi. It's a red Mack truck's going to come across at 3 o'clock. So they wait, then they follow the truck. That way none of the other cops in the area will pull them over.
You know, this is we read this same story basically over and over again every 2 months. You know, that's how long it takes them to catch some Border Patrol agent somewhere helping to smuggle drugs across some border, whether it's from Canada or Mexico or whatever. But, you know, I mean, there's so much money to be made in illegal drugs.
Absolutely.
How are you going to stop? I mean, the average guy, if you give him, hey, you know, you can make $100,000 extra this year by helping us out.
Yeah, and in fact, this particular run that they were busted on, they made about $500 to $1,500 for one run, basically just to protect them for X amount of miles until they got out of the area.
Yep.
And also, again, yeah, the stories repeat, but it's different people each time getting busted. And it just goes to show you how widespread the corruption is in this drug war. Finally, in St. Martinville, Louisiana, a St. Martin Parish sheriff's officer was jailer, was charged Monday with a distribution of marijuana and official malfeasance. That means being a bad little official. For allegedly selling marijuana to jail inmates. And she had been a jailer for less than a year at that point. Let's go to the phones to Keith in Tennessee. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. I'd like to talk about my recent experience with a New Hampshire resident.
Okay.
They don't currently live in New Hampshire, but I was at the Gandhian Conference on Civil Disobedience today. Of course, I was there for the Free State Project. And
the Gandhi
really
Conference
well.
On Civil Disobedience?
Right. That happens every year in Memphis.
Cool.
Gandhi's fifth grandson, he's a libertarian, of course, and he formed Gandhi Institute of Nonviolence in Memphis. So.
Right on.
Okay, so I signed up about friends of the Free State Project.
Really? Just today?
Yeah, and I only talked to about 30
You're
people.
You're fabulous, dude.
So.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
But one of them, she was a native of New Hampshire, and she said that she moved away or whatever, went to college somewhere else, got married and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But she was so excited to speak to me, and she said that New Hampshire was the greatest place in the world.
Wow. Glowing reviews.
Yeah, because I was talking about how strange it is, like, going to New Hampshire compared to Tennessee. And, she said she laid a story about how she didn't even realize that trailer parks were usually, like, considered dangerous areas until she left New Hampshire. Because she said in New Hampshire, a trailer park's as safe as anywhere else.
Interesting. Yeah, people in New Hampshire tend to leave their front doors unlocked, which is, I mean, virtually unheard of where we're at least. And in New Hampshire, of course, the crime rate is virtually nil because gun freedom is all over the place. I mean, the only gun restrictions they have in New Hampshire is that if you want a concealed carry, you just have to basically clue the government in, and they pretty much let you do it. They call it shall issue up there. But beyond that, you can carry openly without any sort of permit if you wanted to. And so the criminals know that there's a good chance if they break into somebody's house, they're going to get shot, whether it's a trailer or not. How interesting, because down here, the trailer parks are definitely trash zones.
Oh, I agree.
Or old people zones.
That's true. So, congratulations.
Hurricane victim zones.
Yeah. You got five people today, five friends of the Free State Project.
Right.
Congratulations on that, man. That's really great.
Yeah, you deserve a little bit of that. There you go. So this is actually the Keith that went up to the Pork Fest, correct?
Yes, it's the same Keith.
Now, this guy, by the way, guys, he went to Pork Fest this year, the Free State Project Pork Fest, and he took the Free Talk Live flyers with him.
Sweet.
And I've seen photographic evidence, so I know for a fact he actually was busy passing out Free Talk Live flyers.
As long as you don't talk about the rest of things I did at Pork Fest, I'm okay.
Ooh. Well, I think I know what you're referring to. But now you're tempting me.
Now
I want to talk about it. Why don't you tell us about it? What else did you do at Pork Fest?
I met Michael Badnarik, and of course he signed my book, It's Good to Be King.
Yes.
Well, his book, actually. But
it's your copy of his book. Very cool. What was he like to meet in person?
He was awesome. He like came up to me, of course. You know, he's really friendly. I had my Think Libertarian t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mention the website, but it's similar to that. Anyway... I think you linked to it.
I think we linked to them at freetalklive.com.
So it said Democrats and Republicans both suck.
Right.
And Think Libertarian. So he liked that a lot. So he came up to me and started talking about that. And, of course, I started talking about the Free State Project, and, you know, he knew that. And then I started talking about Free Talk Live. And he said he knew about that, but I gave him a flyer anyway. It was pretty funny.
Well, he ought to know about us because I went up and he had a rally in nearby in Tampa Bay, and I went up and saw him speak and talked to him about it, and he had agreed to be on the show, and then we interviewed him and the whole thing.
Very cool. Keith, anything else?
Yeah, aren't you on a bunch of radio stations in Texas?
We're on a bunch of little micro stations throughout the Austin area, actually.
I know he's running for Congress in the Austin area.
Yes, he is.
So, I don't know. Y'all should try to get him on the air or something. I'll send him an email about that.
We might consider that. The tricky part, though, is, if you interview one candidate for a local state office, then everybody's going to want to be interviewed, and not everybody's listening in Texas, obviously. So, that's kind of...
It's tricky. Well, you could call it the presidential, or you could interview him about his civil disobedience, because I was featuring that at the Free State Project. At the Ghanaian Conference on Civil Disobedience.
Right.
Where he crossed the police line.
Yeah, where he was arrested during the 2004 presidential campaign. He was arrested with both him and the Green Party candidate, arrested together for crossing the police line at one of the debates. Yeah, if he actually makes some news, if he actually does something that's, worth reporting on, yeah, we'll absolutely have him on to talk about it. But you got to have something there. There's got to be something worth talking about just beyond the fact that he's a libertarian and he's running for office. Thanks for the call, Keith.
All right, thank you.
800-259-5791.
Talking about people who have done things that are somewhat newsworthy that and maybe having them on the show, there is somebody that I would like to have on the show specifically to attack their principles to their face.
Who that?
This would be a lawyer out of Miami by the name of Jack Thompson.
Oh, yes. The video game lawyer.
The video game lawyer, yeah. Jack Thompson is the guy. Everyone has heard of his lawsuits, even if they haven't heard of the guy himself. Jack Thompson is the guy behind suing Take-Two Interactive and Rockstar Games for all of the Grand Theft Auto.
Do you think he would put up with the abuse that we dish out?
Well, maybe. You've got to hear what it is that he's kind of got planned, though.
He's got something else going on now?
Oh, yeah.
Because he wanted to ban Grand Theft Auto, and he wanted to ban The Sims Part 2. So there's a new story with Jack Thompson. We'll tell you about it coming up, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free. Of course, you can take control of the show. Video game ban talk coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change. So quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical pharmaceuticals, farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Friday night show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You can talk about anything, 800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streaming is there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, totally free, freetalklive.com. So we left off talking about a lawyer by the name of Jack Thompson.
Jack Thompson.
He's from the Miami area, and he's a real scumbag.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Jack Thompson is the driving force behind all of the big video game lawsuits that you hear suing Rockstar Games and Take-Two Interactive.
Like within the last year.
Yeah.
He just all of a sudden appeared.
No, well,
was he doing something 5 years ago? I don't think so.
He was doing the same thing. He's been doing the same thing for the past several years.
He was suing Twisted Sister before.
He has had lawsuits thrown out, of course, just being ridiculous. But
it's ridiculous to suggest that violent video games will encourage children to go out and kill people.
Here's his new, here's the challenge that he has issued to video game makers. He has made the statement now, and he's given this full description.
And the press just lavishes this guy with attention.
Yeah. I would love to have him on the show to talk about this. He has made the challenge to video game companies now that he will take $10,000 of his own money and donate it to whatever charity the CEO of Rockstar Games wants him to donate it to if a game company will manufacture, market, and sell a game that fits the description that he gives.
And the description is?
The angry father of a child who was killed by a video game addict wreaks his revenge on the video game makers themselves by going across the country and killing them in horrible, violent ways.
Sweet, I bet they'll do that.
Isn't that a bit of a contradiction?
Yeah, you know, you'd think so. As a matter of fact, this is one of the reasons I want to have him on the show. He can't, but see, the thing about him is he doesn't seem to be able to handle criticism of his idea in any fashion. There's an online comic strip called Penny Arcade. They're the biggest web comic that exists, and they're video game based. You know, they're big gamers and all.
Bigger than Homestar Runner?
That's not a web comic.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A cartoon. And I think they might be. So anyway,
meaning there's no animation in this.
Exactly, it's a comic strip.
Got it.
And one of the guys, the guy who draws the comic, emailed Jack Thompson saying, "Oh, okay, well, you're going to give $10,000? That doesn't seem like a whole lot. We do a children's charity every year, and because of our efforts, gamers, people who play the games that you hate, have donated over $500,000 over the last 2 years to various children's charities."
Mm-hmm.
You've got to step it up a little bit, you know?
Right.
And, you know, he signed it, you know, a mic and put his phone number in there. And Jack Thompson called him, started screaming at him, telling him that he was worthless, saying, "Hey, if you ever email me again, you're going to regret it." I don't even know what that means exactly.
It's a lawyer threat. I mean, they'll try to threaten you with whatever they can.
Exactly. So, of course, he sends him another email.
Right on.
And gets another call back. And during this call, he's talking to Jack Thompson, and he says, "But if someone makes this video game, wouldn't you have to sue yourself for coming up with the idea for the game?"
Yeah.
And he just hung up on him. Just got angry and hung up on him. So
that's a great point, though.
It is a good point. I mean, it's the very first thing I thought of when I read it, and the description of this game is terrible. So awful. I'm just like, that violence with no storyline tied together. And
well, the storyline is you go and you kill the video game makers, right? You would presumably be going into their offices and, you know, with a baseball bat or various different weapons.
Actually, the baseball bat is the preferred weapon.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's in the description. The names of people, of characters in the game, exact settings, certain lines that have to be spoken by the main character.
Oh, wow. He's really detailed on this.
Yep, exactly.
This dude's sick. I mean, he's twisted. I mean, I thought he was just totally just a jerk before, but now I think he's, like, nuts.
I want to have this guy on the show, and I want to find out exactly how he justifies all of this stuff to himself.
All right.
I really
set it up, Torgo.
I'll do it.
Well, we'll see if we can get this scumbag on the air.
I hope he yells at us.
I hope he yells at us.
I hope he threatens a lawsuit and tells the press.
I'm going to try and get in touch with Mike over at Penny Arcade and have him call in while we got Jack Thompson on the air, though.
You guys set me up. I'm going to sue you for slander and libel and go right ahead. Go ahead. Bring us bring a lawsuit and tell all your press friends about it.
Yep.
We'd really appreciate that, Jack. 800-259-5791. Manwich, let's go to Loveland, Ohio and talk about the woman who was arrested for... Well, what was she arrested for? Killing someone? Raping a child?
This kind of crime,
a bank robbery?
This kind of thing can't go unpunished. An Ohio woman was arrested after she didn't pay just more than $1 that she owed in income taxes. Deborah Combs owed the city of Loveland $1.16 last year, but she also hadn't filed her city income tax forms in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
She said officers pulled her over and acted as though she were a violent criminal. One sheriff approached my car with his hand on his gun.
It was $1.16.
Yeah.
I mean, I can
once you go above $1.15, it ought to be a felony.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
She said another.
You never know. She might be willing to die to keep that $1.15. Keep your hands on your weapons, officers.
Right. Another cop leans into the car and says, "Are you Deborah Combs?
You'll never take me alive!"
See, it's crimes like that we should institute field executions.
We have a warrant for your arrest. I was absolutely shocked, she said.
Jeez.
Combs said she thinks the arrest and charges are over the top for the amount she owed. She's right.
Man.
She's right.
Those officers are just looking out for themselves, though. You know, they got to be careful, what with women owing $1.16 in taxes, crazy dogs, you know.
Well, we're lucky it's such upstanding guys, because you know what she'd have done for that $1.16. You know? I mean, what is this? Is nuts. It's crazy.
And you would think a town with the name of Loveland would be a little more caring.
Apparently not.
Not living up to their name.
No. Loveland's a bunch of buttheads.
Yeah.
She could also end up paying hundreds of dollars in fines for the unfiled tax forms, the television station reported. Now, you remember when I had the unfiled tax thing that went
right,
on
you
with
opened
me?
A business, and...
They wanted, I don't know, some amount of money, and then charged me $1,000 every quarter
right.
that I hadn't
well,
paid.
Well, they were sending the bills to your old business location where you never really ended up opening the business.
Right.
So you never even knew they were sending bills to you.
Mm-hmm.
You never knew you were late.
This is how it happens. I had a $20,000 tax bill for like $100 or something.
Right.
Anyway, Loveland City Manager Fred Enderlay. Can you imagine what this jackass must be saying for himself? All right, here's Fred Enderlay said about the Combs O's. Isn't the real issue? Well,
the amount Combs owes isn't the real issue.
I see. Whether it's $1 they owe us or $1,000, it's not fair for the rest of the public not to pursue that person, he said.
Not fair! So we're going to spend thousands of dollars
to get a buck
to go and get this woman and bring her to court and charge her. And boy, we're doing the rest of the public a real favor that way, aren't we there, Fred?
Not to mention that income taxes really, really... All they do is encourage people not to earn money. Why do we want these things?
Mm-hmm.
Income taxes are bad.
They want
at least if you
control.
Have sales taxes and excise taxes and things like that, it encourages people not to spend money.
Uh-huh.
Which, spending money's good and everything, but then the reciprocal of it is saving it.
That's true.
But the income taxes encourage people not to earn money.
Right.
And earning money much more important than spending it.
Absolutely.
As far as the economy goes.
Some states get it.
Yeah.
New Hampshire gets it.
Well,
even Florida gets that.
Combs is scheduled to appear in court on the 20th. Apparently, Fred isn't going to drop this. Fred Enderlay, the city manager.
I
hope somebody kicks him to sleep outside the courthouse.
You didn't give one of his quotes, and I want to give that because it's amazing. It shows the ignorance of this bureaucrat. 800-259-5791, that's coming up. And your calls, if you make them, it is Free Talk Live.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Friday night edition of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So still time for your calls. 1-800-259-5791. But if you don't make them, we talk about what we want to. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go and check out the bulletin board system there with over 56,000 posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of people interacting, over 900 people, actually, there. And it's totally free, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about a story from Loveland, Ohio, I guess just outside of the Cincinnati area. Deborah Combs apparently owed a little bit of money in taxes.
$16.
Yeah, a real little bit of money. And she has failed to file her state income tax forms for the past 5 years. Well, they sent the coppers after her because there was a warrant for her arrest, so the cops spotted her on the road, pulled her over. And I don't know if they... I guess, yes, they had a warrant for her arrest, so she was arrested, she was charged. And then we get to the quote from the city manager, one of the top bureaucrats in the city, talking about justifying the actions of the city in this case. Because, as Deborah puts it, they spent more on stamps than what she owes.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to collect the money from her.
Sure.
So here's what the bureaucrat has to say. He says that, quote, whether it's the $1 they owe us or $1,000, it's just not fair to the rest of the public that we don't pursue that person. There is some expense involved, but it goes back to the principle. Did you know that government bureaucrats operate on principle, Manwich?
Well, the principle is it's our money, not yours.
Yeah,
you may have worked for it, but it's ours.
Here's what he has to say about his principle. We have laws. The laws have to be complied with. At what cost do you stop enforcing the law?
Well, when the law steals from people and puts them in jail for things that they own.
Yeah, if you're a good person.
That's bad.
If you're a good, honest person, if you're somebody who understands, well, I don't know, the golden rule, understands that you should treat others as you would like to be treated, when you come across a bad law and you're a law enforcer, it is your duty to not enforce a bad law. And this is a bad, bad law. So screw your law, Fred. Shove it. I hope that this works out for Deborah. I hope she doesn't spend much more time in jail over this. I think she's probably bailed herself out at this point. But just an amazing story. These clueless bureaucrats. He thinks it's principled to just go after everybody. Doesn't matter how much they owe. We are principled. We are going to bust you.
He feels like he's done the right thing.
Well, don't most of the other mafia people involved in a protection racket feel the exact same way? Because that's exactly what the paying income taxes is.
This is true.
It's a protection racket. There's a group of people that you have to give money to because you went to work.
You know, wait, actually, it's only a protection racket.
And if you give them money, they won't take away the things that you like.
That's true, but I think when it comes to the mafia's protection rackets, if there really is a competing gang nearby or something like that that's threatening your business and you really are paying protection money, I think that the mafia might actually do some protection work. Whereas the government, it has been shown time and time again in the Supreme Court that our government has no obligation to protect you whatsoever. So it doesn't matter how much money you're paying them. It doesn't matter that you're paying for police services in your property taxes. The Supreme Court says, we have no obligation to protect you from harm.
Nah, I'd have to say that the government does a better job of protecting you than the mafia would.
Ever signed on with the mafia protection racket? How do you know? Do you have personal experience? You know,
I've watched movies and stuff.
Great. Those aren't embellished or anything like that.
It doesn't make any sense.
I base some of my best life decisions on movies. Thank you very much.
Like what?
I wasn't ready for that.
No. I was just curious because That got my piqued my interest.
Batman, for instance.
Exactly.
I dress up in a big rubber suit.
That's where I got the idea for this cape and cowl.
Run around the city, vanquishing crime.
Here's Batman.
Here's some breaking news.
You know, it'd be really tough to find it to be a superhero, like to find crime, for instance. If I dressed up in a little suit.
Well, that would depend on what your superpowers were, because if you were Nightman from that awful, crappy syndicated show that was only on for 2 seasons, his brain was tuned to the frequency of evil, which means that he could read minds, but only when people were thinking bad things. If he happened to be walking by somewhere where somebody was thinking an evil thought, he'd hear it.
And that would get a little annoying after a while.
And he could be on the prowl 24/7 because the same accident that tuned him to the frequency of evil completely removed his ability to sleep.
Oh, my God.
So, he couldn't sleep ever, and he only heard evil thoughts.
This guy.
Those are the only superpowers he had.
Well on the way to being insane.
And he played saxophone, too, and that was about all he had going for him.
800-259-5791.
Spidey Sense was kind of like that, too. I mean, I think that he would probably be able to
Well, Superman could hear things real far off, right?
Yeah,
he could hear women screaming
across
the city.
That doesn't make much sense. Yes, that's
it doesn't have to make sense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Superman could turn back time by flying in the opposite direction around the Earth fast enough that it would reverse its rotation.
That's just the movie with Richard Pryor. That doesn't count.
A synthetic chemical similar to the active ingredient in marijuana apparently makes new cells grow in rat brains. What's more, according to the New Scientist, in rats, this cell growth appears to be linked with reducing anxiety and depression. The results could suggest that marijuana or its derivatives could actually be good for the brain. In mammals, new nerve cells, you know the government doesn't like this article.
Most of our listeners are sitting there going, I'm going to get smarter.
Yeah. New nerve cells.
We're getting smarter as we speak.
Are constantly being produced in a part of a brain called the hippocampus, which is associated with learning, memory, anxiety, and depression. Other recreational drugs, such as alcohol, nicotine, and cocaine, have been shown to suppress this new growth in the hippocampus area. Well, we'll tell you a little bit more coming up, 800-259-5791. Could it be true that smoking dope actually makes you less of a dope? I don't know. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you write that yourself?
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It is your show. You can take control even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies are there, and we've got the archives, the updates, live streaming, and much, much more. Of course, don't forget to amp the show. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free, well, pony up some cash. $3 a month is all we're asking for, totally voluntary.
And if you're into anagrams, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and then switch it up and go to map.freetalklive.com.
Good point.
And throw your push pin up on the FTL listener map.
That's right.
But map isn't an anagram.
Yes, it is.
It's a word. Map.
It's an anagram for amp.
Anagram means you move the letters around.
I thought anagram was you took the first letter of everything.
That's an acronym.
Acronym. Right. Sorry.
It's okay. You went to government school. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and for $3 a month, you can help us amp the show. And that means advertise, market, and promote. So what happens is we take the $3 a month, come in, and we turn it right back around and buy advertising to promote the show, specifically industry advertising to get us on more radio stations, also internet advertising to get us more internet listeners. And we actually show you where it is that we're spending the money. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. We've had over 105 people become Free Talk Live amplifiers, and we do much appreciate it. Makes a big difference for us. And again, it's totally voluntary. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it.
You can still get everything for free at freetalklive.com. So with that, we go back to the breaking news from the New Scientist. According to a new study by the University of Saskatchewan in Canada.
Those wacky Canucks.
Apparently, smoking... Well, actually, they tested a chemical similar to the active ingredient in marijuana, which is tetrahydrocannabinol, I believe. And basically, they described that by giving the rats high doses of HU210 twice a day for 10 days, they increased the rate of nerve cell formation, or neurogenesis, in the hippocampus area of the rats by about 40%. A previous study showed that the antidepressant fluoxetine, Prozac, also increases new cell growth, and the results indicated that it was this cell growth that caused Prozac's anti-anxiety effect. The person who's doing the testing wondered whether or not whether this was also the case for the cannabinoids, so he tested the rats for behavioral changes. When the rats had received their cannabinoid, were placed under stress, they showed fewer signs of anxiety and depression than the rats that had not had the treatment.
Just stoned rats on Prozac growing giant brains.
When this wasn't on Prozac, this was on a similar chemical to marijuana. Anyway, when neurogenesis was halted in these rats using X-rays, the effect disappeared, indicating that the new cell growth might be responsible for the behavioral changes. In another study, Barry Jacobs at Princeton University gave mice the natural cannabinoid found in marijuana, THC. He says he detected no neurogenesis, no matter what dose he gave or the length of time he gave it for. So there's definitely some conflicting studies out there at this point. But the real sad part is that here in this country, none of this research is done legally. I mean, if they're doing research on marijuana, they're not following the law. So therefore, there's really not much research at all done on marijuana. Right. And it's so sad because we have so many people that claim, you know, multiple sclerosis patients, cancer patients, AIDS patients, telling us that this drug helps them. It helps them keep their medicine down. It helps relieve their pain. And the federal government won't even allow it to be tested. That's the saddest part about all this. We'll be back tomorrow night. It's Benny in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you again 8 o'clock tomorrow night Eastern Time. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to check out the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. This is your show, and we'll see you tomorrow night. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a...